Sooner or later, every practice boils down to man against man. This is what the game of football is all about. Body contact tells how much desire a man has. The coaches watch closely to see if the rookie players back down in the face of physical punishment. In some camps, this kind of drill is known as being in the pit. There's no place to hide. It's you against him, man to man. The hot summer sun can drain a man of his energy and his strength in these blocking sessions. Sometimes a fellow feels like lying down and quitting, but no one ever does. Linebackers in the National Football League are all big. Most are at least 6'3 and 230 pounds. The really good ones are also very quick. Not fast like a sprinter in track, but quick getting from one area to another. Most improve their quickness against this one-man blocking sled. On a signal from the coach, the linebacker drives into the sled with what is known as a forearm shiver. He hits the sled with his arms extended and keeps his feet pumping. This is how he learns to straighten up an offensive foe in a real game. At another signal from the coach on the sled, the linebacker stops driving into the machine and peels off or runs to the left or right. The coach indicates which way he's to go by a movement of his hand or by shouting left or right. This is the second half of the drill. It teaches the linebacker to pursue the play no matter where the ball goes. The coach rates each linebacker on how sharply he hits the sled with his forearms and on how quickly he gets into the pursuit lane. All this requires agility and reaction rather than sheer speed. The big, slower-moving linemen also work to improve their agility in training camp drills, such as this one. Lateral movement is just as important as straight-ahead speed. More than half the plays in a typical game go toward the sideline. In this drill, a lineman works against a teammate using a plastic blocking shield. As he hand fights the shield, the lineman moves to the side, carefully stepping over a series of blocking dummies that act as a kind of obstacle course. He must do this without looking down. It takes a lot of practice. The quarterback is the key man on every professional team. Protecting him is the main job of all offensive linemen. The center's task is extra tough. He must first snap the ball and then be ready to block against a red-dogging or rushing linebacker or a crashing tackle. Drills like this one help the center learn to make the snap and then look quickly for the man he must block. The center is taught first that he must make sure he gets the ball to the quarterback before he starts blocking. A coach watches to point out mistakes. Most coaches won't risk getting their quarterbacks injured in training camp scrimmages. So when it comes time to hit, the quarterback puts on a red jersey. This means hands off for the defensive players. They are allowed to hit anyone except the quarterback. These scrimmage sessions can get pretty rough, since every man on the field is competing for a job. Sometimes as many as 90 players are trying to make the final roster. But there are only 40 places open. In these contact sessions, roommates often become friendly enemies across the line. The place kicker is almost as important to the team as the quarterback. He can score a lot of points with his toe. Part of every practice in training camp is devoted to the kickers and the special kicking units. The kicker and the man who holds the ball for him work to perfect their teamwork. In a game, they will have less than 2 seconds to get the kick away. Sometimes the coaches will put a volleyball net right in front of the kicker in these drills to make him get the ball up in the air quicker. By doing this, his kicks won't be blocked in a real game. A long, hard practice in the muggy July heat takes its toll. Even athletes in good physical condition are tired and sore. Their legs often feel like two heavy logs. Their bodies ache from 100 tackles and blocks. Their throats are dry from the summer dust. Often after a practice, the players will sit on a bench in the cool locker room and gather their strength. Then they peel the adhesive tape off their ankles and knees. Next, they take off their soggy uniforms. Players who have injuries report to the trainer. A cold shower helps. So does the thought of lunch. Pro football players eat well but wisely. Lunch is a refreshing meal and light. No one wants to eat too much because there's still another practice on the day's schedule. Usually, lunch starts with hot soup and a cool salad of lettuce and tomatoes. But there's no spicy dressing for the salad. It's too hard to digest. Next come cold cuts like ham and roast beef, assorted cheeses, tuna fish and bread and rolls. Players can drink fruit juices, lemonade, iced tea, or even hot coffee. No milk at lunch, though. A pro training camp is like a football school. Players spend more time in classrooms than they do on the practice field. The rookie who fails to do his homework with a team playbook soon falls behind the rest of his teammates. The playbook contains hundreds of plays and formations. It is also a guide for training camp rules. It gives the schedule for meals, the time of meetings, and other helpful information. Rookies often study their playbooks in their dormitory room after lunch. The playbook is never far from their reach. There is time after lunch for other things, too, like writing letters home, or reading a book, or maybe a friendly game of cards. Players also use this period to take short naps before the start of afternoon practice. By 2:30 in the afternoon, most of them are on their way to the gym to get their ankles taped and to suit up for another long practice. The only difference is that they usually don't have to wear pads for the second practice. Most of the physical contact work takes place in the morning workout. Training camp is not all work. Sometimes the pro players treat their young fans to a demonstration or clinic after practice. They show the boys how to throw a forward pass, how to center the ball, and how to kick. Often, several boys will be picked out of the crowd to work right along with the players on the field. After the clinic, the players answer questions about football. It's a lot of fun for the young fans. It gives them a chance to learn more about their favorite game. Usually, the boys and girls who visit a pro football training camp must sit in the stands or stay behind a fence while practice takes place. But when the players hold a clinic, everyone is allowed out on the playing field. This gives the youngsters an idea of what it's like to be right in the huddle during a game. They can hear the quarterback call signals, and they can see everything that happens. Best of all, they can almost reach out and touch some of their NFL heroes. It's something to tell their schoolmates about in September. Most pro football players enjoy signing autographs for their young fans after practice. It wasn't too long ago that they were kids themselves, and they remember what it was like to stand outside a stadium or a practice field for hours and wait to see their favorite players. It is sometimes a new experience for the young rookie players, since they are not used to having anyone ask for their autograph. Often a star player will sign autographs for half an hour, even though he may be hot and tired after a tough practice. This fan obviously has stars in his eyes as he gets the autograph of his favorite player at training camp. Maybe he's looking forward to the day when he will be playing in the National Football League. Then it will be his turn to throw the winning touchdown pass or to kick the winning field goal. Then it will be his turn to hear the cheers of the packed stadium on a Sunday afternoon and to see his picture on the sports pages. And maybe someday he will stop after practice and sign an autograph for another young boy. And for those young football players willing to work hard and to pay the price in sweat and dedication, there is always the dream of one day playing in the big one, in the Super Bowl, the World Series of football. It's a long way from the Sandlots and the high school gridirons to the Super Bowl. And it's a long way from rookie to all-pro in the National Football League. But a lot of boys will make it just the same. The boys with ability and faith and maybe a little luck. A little luck never hurts, no matter how good you are.